Hello.
Hiya, this is Francesca calling from INS Law. Is it now the time to speak?
Hiya. I'm Andrew Butler.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, perfect. So just calling in relation to the Scottish Redress Scheme application.
Yeah. What does that mean, actually?
So the Scottish Redress Scheme application for people who were in care before 2004.
Right.
Did you apply online?
Yes, I wrote this in there,
Yeah.
I was in care from '70s way up until 1983.
Yeah, that's perfect. You fit the agenda for that then. So before we begin, I just need to take a few details for data protection purposes.
Yeah.
2 seconds. So can I just confirm your full name, please?
Andrew Mark Rob Butler. Used to be Andrew Mark Rob Dowland Butler.
What was that, sorry?
It was Andrew Mark Rob Dowland Butler.
Andrew Mark. Can you spell
Rob.
That for me, sorry?
Mark Rob MC RROB. It's two different names. Mark Rob.
Mark, so Andrew Mark Rob.
Yes.
Okay.
Andrew Mark Rob.
Is that your name before?
You got me muddled up here. My name is Andrew Mark Rob ROBB.
Andrew Mark Rob.
DOWLING Butler.
So we've got Andrew Mark Rob Bowling Butler.
Dowling, D. D for
Sorry.
Delta.
Sorry.
D for Delta.
So was that your name that you had while you were in care or before?
Yes, that's the name I had in care.
Okay, amazing. Thank you very much. And just to confirm your email we have in pass is butlerandy232@gmail.com.
Yes, that's the one.
Perfect. And your date of birth, please.
25/9/67.
What was that, sorry?
25.
Yeah.
9.
Yeah.
25th of September, 1967.
1967, perfect. And your home address, please.
My home address is 5 Eagle Street, but you can't send any post to that address, so...
Yeah, no worries. I'll put it in your file.
That's why I do everything over the phone, you see.
So 5 Eagle Street.
Yeah, Nelson, Lancashire, BB9 8HQ. I moved to England in 1988 from Scotland.
No worries. And the postcode just confirmed was BB98HQ?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So just double check it, and now is a safe time to speak. Sorry. So did you require any additional support or adjustments in place throughout this phone call?
No.
No? Oh, okay. So I appreciate the discussion and experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, so please take your time during this call. If you need a break or further explanation or support, if you can prefer to continue at another time, just let me know. Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make us aware of?
I just suffer from depression with anxiety. I've got COPD and rheumatoid arthritis now.
And do you take medication for these?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you comfortable proceeding with the call?
Pardon?
Are you comfortable proceeding with the call?
Yes.
Perfect. So the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you, explain your options, explain how we work, discuss funding and fees, and then gather initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions so far?
Yeah, I'm all right with that so far.
Yeah.
I just don't know what it's about, you see. So I was in care when it then dates. Do you know what I mean? But as I say, I don't know what it's all about.
Yeah, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004.
What do you mean by child abuse?
So it's anyone who suffered child abuse while they were in care.
Sex abuse, you mean?
Any sort of abuse within the care system.
When I was in Lats Grove, they made you stand against a wall at night time, know if you didn't sleep, or put you in a chokey which is an isolation cell.
Yeah, so that would qualify. So talk you through the whole thing about what we do and how we do it and stuff, and then towards the end of the call, then we'll take some statements just so you can explain a bit of what happened to you and anything that you remember. Is that okay?
I could block it out, so I don't know if I put all that right to the back of my head. But as I say, I'll help you as much as I can.
Yeah, that's okay. Honestly, just do your best. And if you need to take a break at any time, just let me know, okay? Okay. So you've got two options before deciding whether if you want to go ahead with this. So you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself with a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates underneath the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme, and they're paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So any solicitors that, if you did it that way, they receive up to £2,000 from the Scottish Government for assisting you, regardless whether you are successful or not. Whereas we do not operate under that, so we will not claim the government-funded fees. If you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the government for assisting you. Would you be able to confirm that you've not been instructed by any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to your application?
I've not spoken to anybody apart from you about this.
No worries, that's perfect. So just confirm that you understand your options. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you'll pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application, you'll pay nothing. If your application is successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees would consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. So the total fees are capped at no more than 16% plus that of your redress payments. You'll never pay more than that. So just to recap, so it's a no-win, no-fee basis. It's time-based charging and then the success fee. Do you have any questions so far?
I don't have to pay anything.
No, so it would only be if you win at the end, we would get
It would come off whatever they give you.
It would be taken off whatever you win at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll give me anything anyway.
No harm in trying, is there?
That's it, like you say.
Yeah, so it's important to make clear that we can't guarantee that it'll be successful or the level of reward the scheme may give you. So they operate on a discretionary basis. I'll explain in greater detail during the call, but we can try our best. So if you decide to go with us, we can assist you whether you'll be eligible, gathering and reviewing evidence, preparing and submitting the application. Then we correspond with the redress scheme, advise you on any offers made, explain the statutory waiver, and then assist you with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. So the statutory waiver warning. So if the redress
offer... You hold me back another day, because I'm going to have to think about this.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's absolutely fine. Did you want to call me? Did you want me to call you back at a specific date or time?
No. Just give me a couple of days to get try and process it in my head.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Because as I say, I was in care for a very young age.
Yeah.
I did try and block everything away, do you understand?
Yeah, it's understandable.
So,
really get you.
It's sort of bringing back a lot of unwanted memories.
Yeah. No, that's okay. I completely understand. If you'd rather contact us when you're ready, or I can give you a call back next week if you wanted to try again, but there's no pressure.
Give me a phone next week and we'll
see if I can go
for it.
No worries.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.